for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Great big Arizona, good morning to you all. It's that time of year. We all love it. We all look forward to it. We all relish it. The fall of Arizona. Checking my little leafometer, Flagstaff leafometer. She has left the far left pegged position on the green. I can testify, due to a recent trip to the eastern boundary of Arizona, hiking at 8,000 feet, the aspen on Monday and Tuesday, you could walk into meadows where whole fields of aspens had begun to yellow, and you could walk over the ridge and see whole fields of aspen that hadn't even started yet. So it is at the very, very beginning, at the highest of altitudes, that opportunity for all of us in Arizona to get out and experience the fall. My absolute favorite time of year. Well, we're here at Rosie on the House this morning to talk to you, the Arizona homeowners, about your house, home, castle, or cabin. What can we do in, about, and around your house that could make you more comfortable, make it less maintenance intensive, and give you the opportunity to get on the road and go see more of our great state? Our newsletter this week talks about what we're going to talk about this particular hour, this particular day. And today is the start of, or October is Fire Prevention Month. And we're going to take a look at that through various different lenses, through various different perspectives on what you can do in, about, and around your house to prevent fire. And one of the things that probably has done more to prevent home fires is the evolution of electrical safety devices in our home. And to talk about that evolution of electrical safety, I've invited our good friend and Rosie certified electrician, Randy Cole from Fox Valley Electric, to join us.
Fox Valley Electric and Solar.
And Solar, that's right. So Randy, I appreciate you carving time out of this morning to share your wisdom with the Arizona homeowners.
That's no problem.
Now, you're almost old enough to have installed electrical with two wires and a knob and tube. I doubt you're that old, but I'll bet you you've worked on a couple of those old down in the Encanto District.
Yes, and Bisbee too, yes.
And Bisbee, yeah, I bet a lot in Bisbee. So describe for our homeowners basically just what electricity is and why we need two wires to get it going, why we need a third wire to make it safe.
Well, the two wires obviously are your hot and your neutral, your return path. But the ground wire is important because it gives a stability to the system and it gives a return path to the source, which enables the circuit breakers to operate effectively. The circuit breakers obviously is what is going to clear the fault if there's a problem. So we want those to trip in any event of an emergency or accident or short circuit.
We used the two-prong receptacles residentially in America right up until, I want to say it was about mid-60s, maybe early 70s, we started regularly using and seeing that third grounded. Is that about right?
You know, I'm not certain on that, but it sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could buy an older home that still had the two-prong receptacles, and you couldn't plug in your grounded vacuum cleaner or your grounded device without taking a pair of wire snippers and clipping off that ground prong on your plug. Extremely dangerous to do. But you can today go into those two-prong homes and actually ground them properly.
That's correct. Now, if you're going to ground them properly, they have to be grounded all the way back to the source. So you couldn't just tie onto a pipe or drive a ground rod right there at the outlet. You need to take the ground wire all the way back to the source. A option to that is to protect it with GFI.
Okay. Describe, what does a GFI do?
A GFI basically measures the difference between the incoming and the outgoing flow of the circuit. So if there's any variation, then it trips that GFI. It's not load protection. It's simply people protection at that point.
And I can remember when they were innovated and mandated in the codes, I want to say it has to be not too long after I got started in the trades. It had to be about the early 70s, mid-70s maybe. And people hated them because we were forced to put them into every place there was a wet condition, which bathrooms and kitchens. And ladies would start their hair dryers below the GFIs, and you had to constantly be walking out to your electric meter and resetting that stupid GFI.
The early ones were a lot more sensitive than they are now as far as tripping, nuisance tripping.
And then we put the trip device and reset device on the receptacle itself, so you didn't have to keep walking outside out to your panel. That helped a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the GFI that's detecting how much electricity is being fed by the hot, returned by the neutral. Anytime that fluctuates, you have a risk of electric shock. It automatically throws and protects the consumer. So that's the GFI. Then, before we go to an arc fault, let's talk about aluminum wiring, because that was pretty common back in the 60s and 70s as well.
The aluminum wiring was always an issue because it loosens up, and loose connections cause fires. So anytime you get a loose connection, you start getting the arcing. And that causes heat, which eventually causes a fire in a lot of cases. So that's a lot of the danger in electrical wiring, is loose connections and you know, loose cords can do the same thing. If you have a cord that's falling out of the receptacle, that's basically another loose connection. And when it has that, then you get tiny little arcing. Sometimes you can hear them like going tick, tick, tick. Sometimes you can't. And if you hear them or smell something like that, good chance you're dealing with a loose connection issue.
And it seems like to me, we quit. I mean, we were wiring whole houses with aluminum in the 60s, early 70s. And the dilemma, as I understand it, is on the 120 volt and in the typical receptacle devices, the switches and receptacles, the electricity moving through aluminum wire caused an amount of vibration, which actually backed the screws out, creating that arc that needed to jump an open airspace to continue the loop.
That's right, which is your arcing, correct.
Okay. So if we find ourselves in an older home with all aluminum wiring, what can we do to protect ourselves from that situation?
Well, you can do the obvious of rewiring the entire house, which is extensive, or you can have someone come in and put an approved connection between the aluminum wiring and copper wiring and have that copper wiring going to the device itself.
Now, y'all,
the switcher receptacle.
When y'all run larger load circuits, you're still using some aluminum wiring, right?
On occasion, yes.
And they're anchored with special anti-vibration devices. So aluminum's safe as long as it's got the right connection to it.
And only in larger wires.
And larger wires. Like if you run into a load, a 240 load to your oven.
Potentially, yes, or to a sub-panel.
A sub-panel.
But it's not allowed for branch circuits anymore.
Oh, not at all anymore?
No.
Okay. So we've got the evolution of eliminating aluminum wiring from our house. If your home has aluminum wiring, it can that safety hazard can be overcome. Then we've got the GFI, the protecting of the consumer, the resident of electrical shock. And then we have the prevention of fires. We have the development of the arc fault. And just describe that.
Well, the arc fault is basically either a receptacle or more commonly a circuit breaker that's got a circuit board in there that is designed to watch for and detect arcing or loose connections and then trip accordingly.
And it'll detect that by monitoring the current?
I guess so. I'm not exactly sure how they work.
Okay. And where are they required by law right now?
Mostly throughout the house. Bedroom circuits are the beginning, but I think it's almost all of the house now is required to have arc fault.
All right. Well, Randy, electricity has always been over my head. Anyone who has watched me in, about, and around electrical will know that after just very short observation period of time. So we appreciate you coming in and sharing with the Arizona homeowners how the electrical industry has evolved to make the Arizona home and the American home a much safer place to live. I mean, we could still be having Tesla arguing AC versus DC, right?
That's right. and the whole distribution thereof, yes.
And the whole distribution thereof. I mean, they thought Tesla was crazy, and he wanted to distribute it through direct current, and they told him that would cause the whole world to burn down. And it's electricity is an extremely intriguing component of our creation, that's for sure.
And still evolving, yes.
It's still evolving. Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric and Solar, Rosie certified electrician and solar provider for you, the Arizona homeowners. Randy, thanks a million for dropping in on us this morning.
No problem. Stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. Absolutely. So in our observation of Fire Prevention Month, we'll be looking at making sure and help you think through all the areas you need to think through to be safe at your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you'd like to visit with us, you can call in at 1-888-767-4348 and join the conversation. We're going on break right now. It's a great time to call, get your name, your question queued up. We'll get to you right when we get back. 1-888-767-4348.